From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The NFL is upholding the Seattle Seahawks' 14-12 victory over the Green Bay Packers. Today, the league sided with the replacement official's controversial ruling on a last-second touchdown pass last night, a decision that touched off criticism, both tame and profane. Even the union-busting Republican governor from Wisconsin, Scott Walker, tweeted for the return of the unionized referees. And he's not alone. The White House also weighed in today, saying it is time to resolve the labor dispute. It's even come up on the campaign trail with the Romney-Ryan camp. The presidential candidate, Mitt Romney, is headed to the critical battleground state of Ohio for a rally in Dayton. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports he's joining his running mate, Paul Ryan, who has been snuffing the state by bus.
The Romney-Ryan bus trailed a dust cloud as it pulled into a steel warehouse in Cincinnati today. Vice presidential hopeful Paul Ryan, a Wisconsin native, opened his remarks with a complaint about a controversial call that cost the Green Bay Packers their game last night.
It is time to get the real refs. And you know what? It reminds me of President Obama and the economy. If you can't get it right, it's time to get out.
Ryan says the Obama administration has failed to protect the American dream. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Cincinnati.
Now, Mitt Romney spoke earlier in New York as President Obama was preparing for a speech to the UN General Assembly. Mr. Obama urged for an end to the Middle East unrest, including in Syria.
And as we meet here, we again declare that the regime of Bashar al-Assad must come to an end so that the suffering of the Syrian people can stop and a new dawn can begin.
His comments on Syria coming as a British charity Save the Children says as Syria's 18-month civil war intensifies, thousands of children are dying in brutal attacks while others are injured, tortured, or forced to flee their homes. Dale Gavlak spoke to the group in the Jordanian capital Amman on a new report it released today on Syria's traumatized children.
Save the Children says violations against Syria's children must end and those responsible held to account. The report reveals 18 first-hand accounts from refugee children receiving psychological counseling after fleeing to neighboring Jordan and Lebanon. Among them are a boy who saw his family members blown up by a missile fired on a funeral procession and the 6-year-old son of an anti-government activist abducted, starved, and beaten to death. The report does not always specify which side in the conflict had committed the alleged acts, but most random bombings of civilian areas have been linked to Syrian government forces. Save the Children is urging the UN to step up documenting violations. For NPR News, I'm Dale Gavlak in Amman.
At last check on Wall Street, Dow is off 56 points at 13,503, NASDAQ down 27 at 3134. This is NPR News. China has announced that its first aircraft carrier has formally been handed over to the Navy. NPR's Louisa Lim reports from Beijing. This is a moment of symbolic importance for China.
After days of speculation, China's Ministry of Defense reports its first aircraft carrier has formally joined the Navy. Pictures show a ceremony held on board the ship called the Liaoning. An influential Major General, Luo Yuan, says the carrier will mainly be used for training and research purposes. But he said, if necessary, it could be equipped for combat. The vessel is a refitted Ukrainian carrier. Experts say it's about half the size of an American counterpart. Its commissioning comes at a time of heightened tensions over maritime disputes in the Asia-Pacific. But for Chinese, the symbolism is clear. One scholar at Peking University says China's beginning to transform itself from a land-based power to a sea power. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Beijing.
The U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to take up a Missouri case that questions whether police have to get a warrant before they order a suspected drunken driver to take a blood test. Federal and state courts across the country have been divided over the issue. The latest snapshot of home prices shows an increase in major cities across the U.S. in July. The Standard & Poor's Case-Shiller Index reveals national home prices rose 1.2% in July, climbing a second straight year after suffering 2 years of declines. Analysts say price increases and historically low mortgage rates are supporting the housing recovery. Dow off 50 points at last glance at 13,507. This is NPR.